This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In Maine, where the fishing industry has lost hundreds of jobs and millions of dollars, fishing captains have a plan. Sell the lobsters they catch by accident.
But the politically powerful lobster fishers say that plan might ruin them. The Maine legislature debates the issue today. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Maggie Raymond owns a trawler that combs the ocean floor for groundfish like haddock, sole, and cod. That method of fishing, known as dragging, scoops up anything in its path, including valuable lobster. Raymond remembers she used to throw those lobsters back into the ocean, but that was before federal regulations to restore the fish stock limited the days she could fish to just 3 months a year.
You really can't operate a business only able to fish that amount of time.
To stay afloat financially, Raymond had to buy the rights for additional days at sea. With shrinking margins, she could no longer afford to let the lobsters go. But Maine law prohibits draggers like Raymond from selling lobsters. So she and many others have started selling their loads in Massachusetts, where it's both legal and lucrative.
We had to borrow $500,000 to buy more days at sea. When you have a $500,000 mortgage hanging over your head, you've got to find a way to pay for it.
In the last 5 years, Maine's fishing boat fleet has dwindled by 50%. During that time, economist Charles Lawton found the state lost 355 jobs, $30 million in economic activity, and $1 million in taxes. And he warns, if all the fishermen leave, they'll take 300 years' worth of infrastructure with it.
There'd be the loss of the gear, the ice, as well as the food processing businesses, the fish plants that employ people.
We want fishermen to survive. It's hard enough. We know how hard it is to make a living fishing. The thing is, there's certain things that you don't do.
That's Dave Cousins, president of the Maine Lobstermen's Association. Cousins says it's not their fault that fishermen overfished for decades.
We are not in that predicament because we've had rules. We've put conservation measures in place. We could very easily have caught a lot more lobsters and made more money years ago, but we took the tough road of putting restrictions on to ourselves to look at the long-term picture of this resource.
The bill being discussed today would allow draggers to land no more than 6% of the total lobster catch a year. Lobstermen believe the proposal jeopardizes the stock's long-term stability. The state's Marine Resources Department considers the impact great enough to oppose the measure. But legislative sponsor, Representative Ann Haskell, questions that assessment.
Not all the data is in. We don't know whether lobsters walk 50 miles inland to be part of the stock. Certainly they're part of the resource. But again, I believe the proposal is modest.
Haskell believes opposition to the bill is short-sighted. Fishermen assume the conservation measures they've put in place will pay off in the next 6 to 10 years, doubling the groundfish stock and at least tripling profits. But Haskell admits the bill is unlikely to pass. Maine Lobstermen Association President Dave Cousins says the current proposal just doesn't make sense.
If the state wants to do something economically right, take some money and subsidize it. Don't pit our industry against their industry, because it's not right.
Other measures like fuel tax relief are being considered in the legislature this year, but the fishermen say they're nowhere close to meeting their real needs. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.